Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
WRCO. River Valley has the basketball first. They lead 39-18. Second half is underway. Jackson Thatcher to the baseline. Back to Houston. Houston with the ball. Throws it back to the left side. And Klein, Blakely, now Heiser deep in the corner. Whips it back to Klein. Good passing now by the River Valley Hawks. Houston Thatcher back to Klein to the baseline. Klein hands off to Keegan Heiser. I think he was on the sideline or end line, and he was. Out of bounds, River Valley. Pass led him just a step too far. River Valley will get back into its defense, which they played quite well in the first half. Packed it in the zone. And leading 39-18 here at the break in Southwest Conference action. And now into the second half. Prairie du Chien with the ball. Hunter Straka down to Ashton Lance. Back to Straka. Straka attacking the zone. Going left side to Kramer. Down to the baseline Sutter. Sutter throws it back to Lenzendorf. Lobs it back door. Picked up now by Hunter Straka as he's picked up by the defense. And he'll restart the offense. Kicks it out. Now knocked away. Nice play by Klein. Taking it home. Lays it up good. And he's fouled. Lucas Klein now with 9 points. That makes it 41-18. So they'll determine the fouler. That is number 12, Hunter Straka, his first. At the free throw line, Lucas Klein. Lucas with a couple of dribbles. Pumps this one up, and it is good. Lucas Klein makes it a 42-18 ball game. Just 1 minute into the second half. Prairie du Chien getting it in to Caden Sutter. Sutter up to the middle. It's caught there by Kramer. Back to Sutter. Sutter brings it across now. Kramer down to the baseline. Ball fake for Lamp. Nothing. Gives it back to Sutter. Into the paint. Lenzendorf, 15-footer good. Brady Lenzendorf makes it 42-20. River Valley with the ball and the lead. Houston Thatcher, calm, cool, and collective. Over to Lucas Klein, right in front of the River Valley bench. Blakely, now Jackson Thatcher inside. Heiser, he'll score. Excellent passing. Jackson Thatcher with the assist. The basket, Keegan Heiser. 44-20, River Valley. Prairie du Chien into the front court. Right wing, Sam Kramer open for a three. It's no good. And Lenzendorf tried to secure the rebound, and it's knocked off of him out of bounds. It will be Prairie basketball. Now looking at some notes on tonight's game, Prairie still in search of its first win. I don't know when a Prairie du Chien has gone that long into the season without a win. It may have happened through the years, but if it has, it's not been often. So they're going to win some games this year. Turnaround shot is on the way, no good by Lenzendorf. Prairie gets his own rebound back to the corner. Three on the way, no good. Rebound Houston Thatcher. Thatcher with a basket ball. It's knocked loose from him, and it is on the end line, out of bounds, off of Prairie. Good hustle. And that's not to say they're not working hard for Coach Jordan Ryder. They are putting in the effort, and right there, a case in point, play like that. Lancaster is leading Richland Center at halftime 32-22 in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. A pass to the middle knocked away by Prairie. Picked up by Houston Thatcher. Swings it up to Klein. Crossover dribble. Lucas. Oh, smooth move, and he scores. Lucas Klein makes it 46-20. River Valley, 15 and a half remaining here in the first part of the second half. River Valley off to the races here with a good lead. Pass to the high post, lost by Prairie, picked up by Jackson Thatcher. Jackson swings into the corner, Klein on the baseline, now drives off the bank, and good for another basket. That'll make it 48-20. River Valley leading big. Prairie comes across the timeline. Caden Sutter with the ball. Sutter drops it down to the baseline. Lant, now they'll lob it left side, Straka. Deep baseline, Lenzendorf, three try, Prairie, good. Hunter Straka with his second triple, 48-23. Highland boys leading River Ridge by 35. That one is in the second half. Houston Thatcher throws to Lucas Klein. Now Jackson Thatcher back to Klein, three from the deep wing, good. Houston step in bounds and nailed the three. 51-23, River Valley. Prairie pushing it up the sideline. Lenzendorf now back to the high post. Taking a shot, no good for Straka, and it was blocked out of bounds by River Valley. Into the game, Sumner Knockreiner for Keegan Heiser. Boy, he is, both of those guys have played well. Keegan and Sumner in his place. Coach Luke Thatcher getting some good moments out of both of those guys tonight. Ball comes in, play Prairie down to the baseline. Picked up by Straka, kicks to the corner, three on the way, Lenzendorf, no good, rebound River Valley. Quincy Blakely with a basketball. Brings it up along the near side. Crosses over, gives to Houston Thatcher, front of the River Valley student section. Ball to the right side, Blakely, down to the baseline, caught there by Sumner Knockreiner. Now Houston Thatcher, on a drive, Klein to the corner. There's a long three on the way, and no good. For a weak side rebound up, good. Houston Thatcher kept alone and snuck in the back door and put it in. So 53-23, the River Valley Hawks in the lead tonight. Caden Sutter, top of the circle, left side Sam Kramer. Nothing there, back to Caden Sutter. Kramer down to the corner, Lenzendorf dribbles, steps, gives it back to the half-court line. Pass inside, and it's almost knocked away. Straka keeps it going. Brings it back to Caden Sutter, throws it inside, lost the handle, now picked up again by Houston Thatcher, up to Sumner Knockreiner, knocked by Prairie, out of bounds. It will be River Valley basketball. Pregame time tomorrow night, 7:15, River Valley at Richland Center. Richland Center honoring its two state girls teams tomorrow night at halftime. I look forward to that. Inbound pass for Houston Thatcher. Back it goes to Knockreiner, lifts it off near side. Three on the way, and it is no good for Blakely, and Prairie gets the rebound. Sam Kramer with the outlet pass. Kramer with the ball down deep. Foul called, and Blakely trying to, well, it's going to go the other way. River Valley's got to be happy as Quincy Blakely takes the charge. Foul called on Prairie Duchesne. It's hard to stand there with your feet planted in cement while somebody is coming at you. Foul is on number 12, Hunter Straka. That's his second foul. 5 minutes into the second half, Houston Thatcher crosses the Hawk at center circle. Klein right wing, down to the corner. Knockreiner can't hang on, and it's out of bounds. Good to see Coach Joe Woodhouse here tonight, girls basketball coach for River Valley. Pass comes in play, knocked in, picked up now by Prairie. They'll keep it going, top of the circle. Here's Caden Sutter, 15-footer, good. Caden Sutter with his first basket. That makes it 53-25. River Valley with the lead and the ball knocked out of bounds by Prairie. River Valley ball right near the student section. The inbounder, Sumner Knockreiner. Blakely with the ball, back to the right side, Lucas Klein. Now Thatcher, back to Klein, three on the way, good! Lucas Klein's got a triplicate of trios tonight, 56-25. Prairie Duchesne in the lane, going to be called for traveling. Ashton Lant, there was a little contact, but he didn't stop. He took two extra steps after the contact, and no foul, and the traveling is called. It goes back to River Valley. Pass down to Knockreiner. Inside. Tough shot up and good for Jackson Thatcher. 58-25. River Valley up ahead to DeHart. DeHart to Kramer. Near side three on the way for Prairie. No good. Jackson Thatcher rebounds over in Ted Lynn's alley, brings it across the timeline, top of the key. Houston Thatcher between the knees dribble, throws it right side, Lucas Klein. Klein into the high post, Jackson Thatcher kicks it out. Three on the way, River Valley, no good for Quincy Blakely. Prairie with the rebound. Prairie brings it across, right side. Here's Lenzendorf, kicks it back, three on the way, and it is no good for Straka, and a rebound foul called on River Valley. That'll be River Valley's first foul this half. A foul is called on Jackson Thatcher, his first. Prairie puts the ball in play. DeHart takes a step, takes a shot, no good. Fouled, and he'll get two free throws. So Garrett DeHart will take a look. River Valley will be back in action coming up Monday night against Cuba City. River Valley might be the most tested team. Luke Thatcher schedules all these storied programs in bigger schools. Free throw is no good by DeHart. Cuba City leading in girls basketball tonight over Fenimore, 49-12. Darlington leading Riverdale, 25-16 at halftime tonight. We saw Riverdale's girls teams earlier. Free throw in the air, and that one is on the rim, and it is no good. Rebound by Jackson Thatcher. Thatcher with the outlet pass, and now setting it up on the far side will be River Valley. Houston Thatcher in the corner, pivots, fires it back to Blakely. Left side, now Klein. Now over to Thatcher. Houston gets around the defense, leap in, leaner, on the way, no good. Gets his own miss, powers back in and scores. Houston Thatcher, not to be denied. 60-25, River Valley. Ball comes across to DeHart. 10:54 remaining here in the ball game. And Prairie with the basketball. They'll look to the high post. Lenzendorf over to the corner. And Radloff near side. Here's Kramer down deep. Turnaround shot is short. Put back up. No good by Kramer. Rebound by Jackson Thatcher. Houston Thatcher slings along the near side. Down to Knockreiner. Into Sumner. Knockreiner knocked away by Prairie and out of bounds. It will be River Valley basketball. Keegan Heiser and Caden Plumley will be in for River Valley. Jackson Thatcher and Quincy Blakely check out of the game. Into the game for Prairie du Chien will be Brock Folsom. 60-25. River Valley in the lead. They'll look, they'll bring it in. There's Klein, and now a turnaround shot up, no good, but he is fouled in the play. Lucas will go to the free throw line. So the foul is marked. This one is on number 24, Caden Sutter. That's his first, Prairie's third. At the line, Lucas Klein, one for one, made a three-point play the old way earlier. This one is good. 61-25, the score. Second throw coming up for Lucas Klein. In the air with this one, and it is in and out. And the rebound by Prairie du Chien's Brock Folsom. Folsom with the up ahead, DeHart, left wing, top of the circle, Sutter. Sutter nowhere to wander, gives to Kramer. Sam back to Sutter. DeHart, very still confident, trying to take that three whenever they get a glance. And the Blackhawks putting a lot of pressure around the perimeter. Kick to the corner, there's Folsom. Back to the outside, now penetrating a bit. 14-footer is on the rim, no good for Sutter. Rebound, Houston Thatcher. Thatcher with the up ahead, crossover dribble. Throws it now left side, caught by Knockreiner. Sumner back, near side Thatcher for three on the rim, no good. Tipped around, rebound put back up, and good by Caden Plumley. That was a blue-collar rebound put back. 63-25, River Valley. DeHart, left side, top of the circle, Sutter. Right side, Radloff. Sutter, near side, 9:29 to go in the ball game. Prairie throws it into Folsom. Now back to Sutter. Sutter on a drive, lays it up. No, he's going to be tripped and fouled. It's River Valley's third personal foul. All of a sudden, River Valley, within a couple of points of getting a continuous clock running. That would not start until 9 minutes left. It's 9:19 right now. Prairie with the basketball. Sam Kramer will start it in play. fires it in. Caught there by Sutter. Sutter now back to the left side, and Prairie setting it up. Half court now down to Folsom. He'll score. Nice play. Brock Folsom lays it in. 63-27. Prairie ball. Houston Thatcher. Lucas Klein left side. Heiser whips it down low. Wide open. Plumlee. He'll score. Nice play. Heiser with the assist. 65-27. River Valley. Prairie on the left side. Back to DeHart. DeHart to Sutter, down to the baseline on a dribble drive. Tough shot, Prairie, up no good. Rebound, Houston Thatcher. Thatcher off to the races, lobs it up. Sumner, Knockreiner lays it in, good! And the Blackhawks lead it 67-27. 8:30 remaining. Turnaround by Prairie on the way, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be a jump ball call or a timeout. Oh, they got a Prairie got a timeout before it. 8:20 remaining in the ball game. Prairie leading, has not led in this game since way back when. They were up 2-0 and now find themselves down 67-27. High school basketball coming your way tonight from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500. Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
A basket by Brock Folsom of Prairie du Chien makes it 67-29. Welcome back to River Valley. Now Prairie with a steal. Folsom goes up. He scores again. He's got 6 points. 67-31 in favor of visiting Prairie du Chien. Houston Thatcher with the ball. Knockreiner down to the deep baseline. Plumlee back to the far side. It's Thatcher right in front of the River Valley bench. Houston with the ball. 7.5 to play. Now near side Klein. Lucas, high post. That's Favreau. Favreau back to Thatcher. Goes far side, Knockreiner. Back to the left side, holding it up is Klein. Klein looking to the inside. Thatcher swings it now to Klein. He'll drive, reverses it. Far side, taken now by Favreau. Kicks it out. Three on the way by Thatcher. No good. One four. Last touch by Prairie. Out of bounds. It'll be River Valley basketball. 67-31, they lead it here in area boys basketball. Tapping the ball, River Valley brings it in. Knockreiner at the free throw line. Back to Thatcher. Houston sets it up. Pass to Knockreiner, Plumlee down deep. Into Favreau, it's ripped away by Prairie and out of bounds. Brady Favreau, who's gotten some good minutes for the team this year. We saw him start a game earlier this year. Into the game will be number 5, Quincy Blakely for River Valley. And Hunter Straka comes in for Prairie du Chien. Adam Mares is in for River Valley. So Mares takes his place. And the inbounder for River Valley will be number 4, and that is Plumlee. Brings it into Blakely. Blakely back to Plumlee on the deep baseline to Favreau. Swings it over near side. Mares now gives it back to Knockreiner. Back to Mares, left wing. River Valley working it. Quincy Blakely. Mares left side bounces it down to Plumlee. Swings it inside to Favreau. Shot on the way, no good with the left hand. Rebound pulled down by Prairie. Blackhawks take it back the other way. Straka now to Folsom. Folsom down to the baseline. Gives it back to Straka. Reverses it. DeHart. Now near side Straka. Straka left side. Folsom down on the baseline. Back to DeHart. Excellent defense by River Valley. Folsom on a drive. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Mares. Platteville leading Dodgeville, 41-25 in boys basketball in the first half. Across the timeline, Knockreiner, Sumner at the point. Blakely on the left wing, 5:14 to go. Long lob for the far side, Sumner, Knockreiner. Back in bounds, Blakely, cross court, picked off by DeHart. He'll take it the other way, lays it in, and it is good. Garrett DeHart with his first basket, 67-33. River Valley ball and a big lead here tonight. Quincy Blakely here on the near side on the wing, uses the dribble, starts it back to the right side, caught by Knockreiner. Top of the key, Blakely. Blakely to Knockreiner. He'll try a three. It's on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound by Brock Radloff of Prairie du Chien. And they'll take it back the other way across the Hawk at center circle. Garrett DeHart swings it right side. Folsom with the ball fake, knocked away by Blakely. Diving on the floor, can't get it. It's out of bounds. It'll be Prairie ball. Brady Lenzendorf is in for Prairie and Tyler Staver for the Blackhawks of River Valley. Aiden Hill checks in. In for Prairie, number 20, Sam Kramer, 67-33. Continuous clock running here at River Valley tonight. Blackhawks have built the lead to 67-27. That came with 8:30 remaining in the game. And now less than 4 minutes remaining. Ball goes to the inside. Reverse lay-in try no good by Lenzendorf. And there's a foul call. Two free throws coming up for the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks. Stay tuned for our post-game show tonight, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Lancaster leading Richland Center, 49-26. The game is in the second half. Lancaster pulling away. The conference, it's just so hard to figure it out. I mean, and it's always been that way. Lenzendorf with a free throw, good. But River Valley goes to Richland Center this year and struggles and really didn't play a good game, but Richland Center kind of took them out of that. And then on the other side, Prairie du Chien pushed Richland Center to the limit in that game last week, hitting 11 threes. And now tonight, it's been all River Valley against Prairie du Chien. Free throw coming up for Lenzendorf on the rim, and that is good. 67-35, Prairie du Chien with the baskets, or the free throws, I should say. River Valley with a big lead, and now they're going to turn the ball over. That ball came to the left side. Favreau is looking for Mars, and it will go back the other way. Pass comes in play for Prairie du Chien. Smith, Caden goes right side, gives it back now to Kramer. Near side, on the way for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hill. Ball goes back to Caden Plumlee. River Valley sets it up. Hill on the right wing. He will drive to the baseline. He's cut off, throws it high post. There's Favreau back to the left side. Plumlee down low, turning in. Nothing there for Bryce Ferguson. And around the wheel it goes, knocked away by Prairie. They'll get a steal. Here's Lenzendorf taking it in. Shot no good, and a foul called on the play. Two free throws coming up for Prairie on a River Valley foul. Lenzendorf 2-for-2 tonight. So Mars with the foul, that's his first. And Lenzendorf will shoot. First one is on the way, and that is good. He'll get one more. Now, River Valley just starting out well with a 39-18 lead at halftime tonight. And really did a lot of things well in this game. Second one for Lenzendorf in the air, and it is in and out. Rebound pulled down by Bryce Ferguson of River Valley. Up ahead now to Caden Plumlee. Aiden Hill on the wing. Favreau, high post, left side, Plumlee. Now back to Favreau. Turnaround 10-footer, banks off. Rebound fought for. Prairie with a rebound with a minute remaining. And taking it the other way, Lenzendorf. Right side, Lant. Lant throws it. It's knocked down by the Hawks. Picked up again by Prairie. Near side, Lant. Down to the corner, three-pointer on the way, and that is good for Lenzendorf. 67-39, River Valley. 35 seconds to play. Aiden Hill, right side. They're going to try to get it inside. Knocked away, picked up by Hill. Coming to weak side, Hill score. Aiden Hill with his first basket. 69-39. Prairie du Chien with the ball, 18 seconds to play. There's one for Stiver on the way, no good. Aiden Hill gets the rebound for River Valley. Weaves in and out, gives it up to Favreau, throws it right side. Held up now by Mars, 8 seconds. Throws it to Plumlee. Hill on the left side will drive. Throws it inside, and the Hawks hold it, and that will do it. 69-39, River Valley with the victory here tonight at home in front of the hometown fans, and a nice win over Prairie du Chien as they get the job done here this evening. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to the River Valley High School Gymnasium. We see River Valley play one of its better games, kind of putting it together tonight on both sides of the floor and really getting some things done and coming out in good fashion here, setting the tone early, getting a nice lead, and getting out with the win. The turning point of the game was certainly a big lead, 39-18 for River Valley at halftime, but really helping them put it away was Lucas Klein with 21 points for the game, but 14 of those came in the second half as River Valley made the run and got the continuous clock going with 8:30 remaining. That's the run of the game. Make the most of your run. Join Duncan Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks at Duncan in Richland Center. The postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO Sports.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear? You can purchase or rent. Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, in the Log Building.
But The Gillette Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues here at River Valley. The Blackhawks get the win over the visiting Prairie du Chien Blackhawks, 69-39. Now let's check some other scores on the Filney flip phone. The boys basketball finals, that's not a final. Platteville leading Dodgeville, 44-30. That was in the second half. Darlington 70, Highland 62 in the second half. Lancaster pulling away from Richland Center tonight in Lancaster, 59-32. Girls basketball, Seneca 43, Lafarge Youth Initiative 32. Cuba City up on Fenimore, 66-15. Darlington girls leading Highland, 30-24 in the second half. Those among some of the latest that we have. Here at River Valley, the Blackhawks pull away for a lead, 39-18 at the break, and they win it. They get it up to a 40-point lead with 8:30 remaining, get the continuous clock going, and only scored a basket after that as Coach Luke Thatcher tried some different combinations near the end of the game. 21 points for Lucas Klein leading the way tonight, 18 for Houston Thatcher, 10 points for Keegan Heiser, 8 for Sumner Knockreiner, 6 points by Jackson Thatcher, 4 by Caden Plumley, and 2 for Aiden Hill. Prairie du Chien is led by Brady Lenzendorf with 14. Hunter Straka had 10. From there, 6 points by Brock Folsom. 2 each for Garrett DeHart, for Sam Kramer, Caden Sutter, and Brock Radloff. Prairie du Chien 6 of 9 from the line. They make 6 three-pointers. River Valley 2 of 5 from the line. They make a total of 7 three-point baskets. River Valley won the JV game 44-14, and they take the varsity game 69-39. Looking ahead, next action for Prairie du Chien, they have Barneveld in a matinee on Saturday afternoon at 1 before returning to the conference next Friday when they host Lancaster. Coach Ryder's old alma mater, so that'll be a good one for Prairie du Chien. For River Valley, the next action coming up on Monday night, they'll be at Cuba City. Tuesday night, they'll host Sauk Prairie. And then next Friday night at Platteville. That is a buzzsaw schedule right there for the River Valley Blackhawks next week. Tonight's game engineered by Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed. And this is Phil Nee wishing you the best here from River Valley High School. We hope you have a great rest of your night. And again, thank you for joining us and supporting local sports here in Southwest Wisconsin. We'll be on the air tomorrow night when the River Valley girls travel to Richland Center for a good Southwest Wisconsin conference meeting. And we'll have the pregame around 7:15. Tonight's final, 69-39, River Valley with the victory. Thank you for joining us for the Gillenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. You've been listening to area boys basketball coverage tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Save 15% on paint all month long at All American Do It Center. That's right. Now through January 31st, save 15% on gallons and quarts of Best Look and Valspar paint. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Now's a great time to update your home's interior with a fresh coat of Best Look or Valspar paint. Stop in and choose from over 1,000 different colors. They can mix while you shop. Save 15% on Best Look at Valspar paint through January at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
far loves the wind. From way down in my soul, out through my skin.
Try it by it, give it a shot. Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Mover starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. Here is the scoop on Saturday night. We'll be flashing back to the year of 1967. The Monkees and the Beach Boys and Paul Revere and the Raiders and Mitch Ryder and many more from the January chart of 67. And your rock and roll request will only be a phone call away. So get ready, get set. We'll also be playing trivia and having a great time as always. Those were the days from 6 until midnight. Saturday night is sponsored by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel. And now the results of last week's dance-off between the Solid Gold Dancers. Joanne Krulatz edged out Henry Bray.
I think I could have taken her if I wouldn't have had three skis and a king-size mallow cup.
Find out more this week on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
WRCO 100.9.
My baby, she's Alabama, a Dixieland delight. Kissing me like molasses, slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all year summer, yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. Cause I love every little thing about her love. And just a little, just a little, just a little ain't enough. Gotta get her, get a little more of all she does. I'm all hung up. Coffee and red wine.
Easy like Sunday morning, wild like Saturday night. She's 24 karat goodness, and angels all I see. She dresses up for everything, but she only dressed down for me. And I love Dixieland delight. She's everybody's dream girl, but she's all mine. And I love
your time in the arms. hug me in tight, say my prayers, kiss my head, make me feel safe at night. Walking out holding hands, barely crack my door, turn the Opry on and waltz across the floor. I'd sneak over to the light and I'd take a peek. They kept dancing all night, even if the signal got weak. I can still see them, ooh, silhouettes swaying across the wall. Ooh, no, we didn't have much, then again, we had it all. They made that little house a home, full of heart and soul, just like a love song on country radio. Could sing them all, two-part harmony tune, like Loretta and Conway, Johnny and June. I could hear Mama laughing as Daddy swept her off her feet. You know the sound of love has never sounded so sweet. And 30 years later, I've got three kids and my wife. Their love song's a legacy, the soundtrack of my life.